This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody, Kate Delaney. If you haven't heard the show, we will definitely veer in a couple of different directions, sometimes under the radar, sometimes above the radar, if you know what I mean. Once again, the world revolves around the comments of Donald Trump, so nothing new here other than to say there is an interesting twist. You have the governor of Wisconsin who is endorsing Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, in the race to get the Republican nomination. So guess what? Cruz leads Trump in Wisconsin by 10 percentage points ahead of the primary. But these are polls, and polls can change. So that still can be a close number. Or maybe he wins in Wisconsin. Scott Walker is one endorsement that's worth it in that state because he has a lot of fans, and as we all know, he ran for president himself and then dropped out of the race in September. So the high-stakes poker game is on. Game on, big, big time. Speaking of that, what's going to happen with Hillary Clinton in the email? We've been talking about this for over a year. Boy, it is crazy when you think, and when I go back and I listen and say those words, it's almost nauseating. What's going to happen? What's next? We'll wait and see. I almost want to just completely take "we'll wait and see" out of the, you know, my vocabulary. But knowing some of the people that I know in Washington, talking to them about where they're at and what's going to happen with the FBI and this investigation, it was clear from the very, very beginning there was no way. They have one big shot to get it right. And if it's not Comey, the FBI director, James Comey, can't take that shot. So they're now what they call in the final phases of their investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of the unauthorized email server for government business. And they're meeting, he is meeting with the Attorney General Loretta Lynch to discuss the progress, how it's being handled, all that kind of stuff. And so far, if you could be a fly on the wall and find anything out about these meetings, it would be the only way, because it is very, very tight. Very, very tight. Emails released by the State Department have already shown Clinton and several key aides used it. Of course, we know. We use the personal unsecured network to send 1,000 messages which have been deemed classified. So this is the one time either they've got the goods that they can use, or these daily briefings with what's at stake here, incredibly, the timing, the whole thing, it is crucial, it is critical. So Comey has to make a case that the law is definitely broken and recommend prosecution. If he won't do that, it is game over. Game over. You know, the LA Times reported on Sunday that the FBI was setting up interviews with Clinton's closest associates and would likely seek an interview with her. The formal interview requests are being organized, setting a time, dates, all that kind of stuff, obviously. And the interviews wouldn't require any statements under oath, and they could decline them. So anybody who was approached could decline to do them. So let's watch and see how that unfolds. If people accept it, go and talk, I can't imagine that. I mean, if it's up to you whether to discuss it and you've got a lawyer, why would you do that? I mean, it would almost be suicide. And we're talking specifically about legal experts are talking about this section 1001. So that is what could apply to Clinton. If her aides or attorney weren't honest with FBI agents about her emails, classification, and whether only non-government records were destroyed. So there is going to be an end here. The wait and sees will be over soon. Right at the top, let's pop out to Grimm. If you've got anything you'd like to say, you can share it with us at 855-266-5283. Grimster, you're the first one on the show. How about that? What's up?
Bubbles. Oh. Howdy there, Kate.
Hello.
Hey. I'm trying not to be too mean or too vile tonight, but I went shopping, and I bought 2 packets of orange Kool-Aid, and I brought them home with 4 boxes of white cake mix and some frosting. I usually make my own, but I just decided to buy it this time. And a few other things, but I came home, I put the orange packets of Kool-Aid in my salt shaker and 4 tablespoons of sugar and 1/2 teaspoon of salt in there. Then I greased up these 6 12-inch round cooking pans I had, and I went ahead and buttered them up or greased them up and sprinkled my contents of my salt shaker, the orange mix and sugar and salt, and put them in the freezer. And while they were chilling so they'd hold that paste real good, I went ahead and mixed up my 4 white cake cake mixes. Now, I did add some vanilla, 1 spoon of vanilla for each box mixing, but I followed the directions on the box anyhow. But, you know, vanilla is going to be outrageous here because there's a reported shortage. But anyhow, I went ahead and baked them, and it rose to about a 3/4-inch cake in each one of the pans. And I put the first cake down, and then I coated it with my frosting, which was a vanilla fudge frosting. And I also got some shredded coconut, and I covered that with coconut. And then I did the next layer, and it was all about 3/8 inch thick frosting. And then when I got to the top, I covered the top with about 1/2 inch of the sides and covered rest of that with coconut, shredded coconut. Now, I cut me a slice, and I placed it sideways on the plate where it's wedged down. And then I walked over to my oven, and I pulled out a hot chocolate brownie, cut me a wedge on it, poured it down, and I had boiling in a pot some butterscotch, and then I poured that on.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
Well, half the cake's gone.
That means it was good. You know, you were right about the, you gave us a great piece of news for people listening. What a break from the same old nonsense. When Grimm said, you know, there's about to be this vanilla shortage, vanilla prices are spiking because of a shortage, as you mentioned, in Madagascar. Soft serve stuff is going to be super expensive. You take your kids, your grandkids, whoever, and it's going to cost a lot. The price of vanilla from Madagascar went up 150% last year after the crop was smaller than what they usually get.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that on TV. And not only that, but you can expect your Starbucks coffee to be more.
Oh, yeah, coffee beans. Forget it. Coffee is absolutely killing us. Grimm, thanks for the share. Coming up here on America Tonight, you shared with us, we've got a mailbag segment. I always say this, and it's true, we got a lot of different kinds of emails. I try to rifle through as many as I can. Usually it's not about one thing. So it is your invitation to remember, something's on your chest, share it with us. AmericaTonight.net. See you in a few.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Coming up, we're going to do the mailbag thing. We'll pop to that in our next segment instead, pushing that back. And I mentioned looking at the one big shot, focusing on the Clinton email. And you got to figure, at Camp Clinton, they're getting through hurdle after hurdle after hurdle and probably feeling pretty good, feeling like, wow, you know, maybe we're going to kick this thing. Maybe we're going to get through this. I mean, who knows? But I'm assuming that's with the lawyers and the people around. They're being advised to just batten the hatches because so far, so good. So far, nothing, nada, nunca, any way you want to say that. Not happening at this point. The clock is ticking, however, because this is it. This is the final phase. So it's the final countdown, like the song goes. So this is it. Either you're through it or you're not. Period. End of story. As we look at our grab bag, meaning what else is happening, what's being overturned, what's going on with the courts especially, how about this? The feds left some explosive material aboard a school bus after a training exercise. Not good. Imagine getting that phone call. Hey, we're sorry. We apologize. There were some explosives that were on the school bus, but it was just a training exercise. So don't feel panicked about that. Don't worry. It's not a big deal, peeps. It was just some explosives. The materials were packed in a container, and they were put in the engine compartment of this bus in this high school at Briar Woods High School. And it was discovered a week later during a maintenance check of the bus. This by then they had carried dozens of kids, including elementary students, for at least 2 days. During the exercise, explosive training stuff was left by the CIA K-9 unit in one of the buses, is what the CIA is saying. So, you had the CIA, locals, sheriff's office, fire marshal. They were part of the exercise. I mean, there's a reason why they do it, because what if they should run into this? So kids in this Northern Virginia public school district unknowingly rode a school bus that had explosives in it. I mean, again, seems unbelievable, doesn't it? It's not a routine when you leave your stuff behind. I mean, what does that mean? What does that mean when you say, oh, it's routine? It's just routine training. It's what we do. Yeah, but you're saying explosive material on a bus. Wow. Again, speechless. There are so many at the CIA that do an incredible job, but it's just a few, and it's one person to screw up. And that doesn't make you, that's not a comforting thought, let's put it that way. It's just not a comforting thought, okay? All right, how about this? To me, this may be the best story I've heard in a long time. A 7-week-old baby was safe after being kidnapped from a Philadelphia mall, a suburban Philadelphia mall. He was abducted, right? So Upper Marion Township cops say that Asher Simmons was kidnapped by an unidentified woman in the food court of the King of Prussia Plaza. Can't tell you how many times I went through there. They say that the woman befriended the boy's family at the mall. They sat down together in the food court. When the baby became fussy, the woman asked if she could hold him. The baby's mother said, yes, I trust you, gave her permission. So while she took a phone call and dealt with the other children in her care, the police say the woman walked away. And you could see, I mean, come on, you're in a mall. There's surveillance footage, and she's exiting the mall by a restaurant. So, of course, immediately, Amber Alert. Where did she go when she left the mall? Police say that the suspected abductor is now in custody. The baby was examined, but the suspect has ties to the area, but what did she do when she left? Left and then, ultimately they found the baby. So the timing, too, was 5:30 at night. Dinner time, sitting at the food court. Yeah, I'm struggling. I've got a bunch of kids I'm juggling. Sure, thanks for your help. And then, boom, turns around and then that's it. Can you imagine that feeling? It does make you wonder. Sometimes I have a friend that has now her daughter's almost two. But I can remember we'd be in a restaurant and people would start to coo kind of over the baby. Oh, this baby's so cute. Strangers, can I hold the baby? And she was hesitant. She said no. And at first I didn't get it. I'd be like, oh, but everybody's just loving your kid. They just, wow, she's adorable. And she is. And doesn't that make you feel good? But yeah, think of that situation. Can you help me? Geez, can I help you? And then boom, you turn around and that's that. And that is that's a great ending, but a frightening, let's just say that, a frightening proposition of what could have happened there. It could have been a terrible outcome. I mean, just an absolute awful outcome. All right, so again, in the grab bag, how about this story? You know, we hear these ever so often. A lot of times we've heard this happen. I shouldn't say a lot, but it's happened occasionally in New York. And maybe it was a year and a half ago. I was in San Diego. It's beautiful. Of course, the harbor there is amazing. A San Diego Harbor cruise boat actually slammed into a pier docking. 7 people were injured. There was significant damage, of course, to the bow of the boat and the busy waterfront. 3 people had to be taken to the hospital. It was a mechanical malfunction caused a gear to stick, and it prevented, this is a popular boat, a 150-foot long adventure horn blower from stopping as it was docking, at the San Diego Embarcadero Tourism Area right before 1 o'clock. So there were 144 people on the boat at the time. They stayed on board after that happened. A tugboat pulled the boat away from the pier to position it so people could get off. And they say people that were on the boat said, wow, we hit pretty hard. And, of course, there were a lot of tourists that were on the boat. They were there on a whale-watching cruise, and some were upstairs and some were downstairs, and it depended on where their position was on the boat as to how much they felt it, or even those that were injured. It's funny when you have a boat, some of you listening do, any kind of boat, but especially a big boat that takes people out on any kind of waterway. It seems so routine, right? Somebody jumps off, somebody's got the rope, somebody ties it up. But what happens when a gear gets stuck? And there's an example. Something unexpected happens, and then boom! And you hit that pier, and you're not slowing down. Oh, yeah, it's going to, especially anyone close, and it depends on where you are in the boat, but you're going to feel it. You're going to feel that slam. Absolutely. And if you're on the top and you're leaning over, I've heard of stories where that's happened before. Awful stuff, by the way. And then let's give you the daily salute. This will make you feel good. In a world of we shake our heads every day at some of what we're seeing, how about this? Rock on to this Colorado Army reservist who donated a kidney to a stranger. So not to a friend, a family friend, no. There's a billboard alongside the interstate that played, they say, a big role in saving the life of a woman who was looking for a kidney donor. Kelsey Kreider, 26 years old from Boulder, had already undergone 3 transplants since she was 17, found her 4th donor after, having gone under again. And the guy was an Army reservist. He saw the sign light up for 8 seconds. And Nate Taki, just 21 again, was driving home from work. He saw the sign. She needed a donor who had type O blood. And he said he tried to not get a hold of himself, like he gets ahead of himself. But he said it would be so cool if he was. Test showed he was a perfect match. The two agreed to meet, and then that was it. So how about that? I mean, that's a great, great, great story. And I know what they're talking about, like an 8-second sign. That is no time at all. What can happen in 8 seconds? Your life can change. He sees it. He decides. He feels something. Wants to do something. And he goes, rings the bell, and sure enough, boom, he's a match. Very, very cool. We're doing the mail thing next.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Every single show, but for those of you who might have tuned in, this is your first time listening, first of all, welcome. Here's the deal. You hear something that annoys you, you hear something, wow, that's like this great moment of radio, and you think, I never thought of it that way. Or there's something rattling around in your head going on in your own neighborhood. Somebody's done something phenomenal and you think you need to highlight it. We're finding some incredible stories out there. Send them to me. It's very easy. Go to americatonight.net. americatonight.net. On that note, let's turn to our mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Topping the mailbag, Donald Trump's abortion remarks from the other day and then walking them back somewhat. There was massive reaction about this. And so here's one of them. This one is from Ron, who says, Kate, it just shows the ignorance of Donald Trump. Sorry for everybody listening who likes Donald Trump just because you're going along and you think that's what you have to do. Here's what you got to think about. I am a conservative Republican. I used to be a Democrat, and then my life kind of switched and my ideology switched from what I grew up with. So I won't get into that too deeply other than to tell you he is not a conservative. He is not a Republican really in any sense of the word. He is just taking positions all over the map. He's had several positions since he made that stupid remark about abortion. That's why Chris Matthews jumped all over it. So when he says that, you know, he would punish women and then he tried to turn it around, it's just been an incredible thing to watch how it unfolds. It shows he has very little thoughts about what the issue is and what it's gone through and the whole Supreme Court rulings and whatnot. He has no clue is what the answer is. So we want a clueless president? It does show, I agree with the, it shows he hasn't really thought that out, because, and maybe that's part of politicking, if you go back and you look at that issue, so thorny anyway. Chris Matthews, it was kind of a throwout thing, and that's why Matthews did just dog him about it, because he knew, oh my gosh, did he really just say that? And he did, and then it came back, and it was, it came back a different way. So, this is one you got to really think about when you're running. How do you feel about abortion? How do you feel about where we are in this country with immigration? How do you feel about boo down the line? Otherwise, when you get asked a question and something just comes out, then especially in the world we live in now, it's everywhere, man. Okay, so we got something else on the other side. I got this from Norm. Kate, I've never emailed the show before. I listened to your show the other night. I like it. I was hearing the comment Trump made and then what Hillary Clinton had to say. And you're right, it was an easy layup for the Democrats, just like the Democrats have volleyed back with easy layups that the Republicans can jump on. I think that Donald Trump is confused about what he thinks about abortion. And that's one he has to get straight. He has to know how he feels, because it's natural that it should be asked. It's one of the, as you said, top five issues that have affected this country, ripped it apart, and there are many opinions all over the board. Yeah, many opinions. Like, for example, take the former First Lady, Laura Bush. She was not anti-abortion. She said that she was for the woman's right to choose. I don't know about Barbara Bush. And there have been plenty of conservative women and men, frankly, who have said the same thing. Now, there's variations on that, on what they think is acceptable and isn't acceptable and where it should be and whatnot. I mean, we could do a whole week on what are the thorniest issues that separate ideology and politics and et cetera. And you know what? We will. We've got a couple of, I think, really interesting things to talk about here on America Tonight that we could do what I call a deep dive on. All right, so let's move on to another one. This one is from Joe, and Joe says, Kate, I woke up and I heard this story, so I ran to email you it. I'm sure you will know by the time you're on the air, but you've talked about infrastructure before in the show. You've had some engineers on, and it's important because you see what happened in India, that there was an overpass that collapsed and killed lots of people, and that's why, and we've seen it in the United States, that's why we have to be concerned with what's going on with infrastructure and worry about the funding for that and moving forward with bridges and overpasses, and there's so many of them in the United States. What are we doing to protect them? Yeah, this thing in India, although comparing this town in India to the United States with all our different nooks and crannies. But, yeah, it was sad. They're saying that the relatives of the people that were killed in the collapse would get like $7,500. That didn't bring anyone back. And it was a freaky, you know, it was a freaky, weird thing. It was a busy time, and it was in Kolkata, which is one of the biggest cities. And the overpass had been under construction for 5 years. So it, you know, was it the work? What was it that led to the overpass collapsing? But it was, it was bad. Just boom. And unfortunately, it was just a question of who was there. It's, you know, the army had raced out to it. They had to rescue people. It was an awful sight. It was shocking to look at it. I did briefly look at that, how the bridge looked, and of course, the Prime Minister is saying he's sad by what happened. What's he going to say? And that's when they announced they were going to give money. And the people that were critically injured, because there were some people that were injured, were going to get $3,000. But still, the question is, what's going on when they've been working on this, when they've been working on this overpass? And they say now, too, that they've pulled at least 71 people from from the rubble of the collapse. So there's so many more injured, and this is just early going, and there's people unaccounted for, so they don't know for sure because it was super busy. Let's move on to this one from Jake in Austin, longtime listener and a guy who emails us all the time. Kate, I'm wondering what you think is going to happen in the Final Four. I don't think I've asked you that question yet. Do you think Syracuse can pull off the upset? Well, they can pull off the upset, but will they pull up the upset? North Carolina is favored by favored by double digits, and I think North Carolina is going to be very tough to beat. Doesn't mean it can't happen, because look what they've already done. If I were a betting person, I would bet North Carolina would be there in the end. In fact, that's what I picked in my final bracket. I just think they're too strong on both sides of the ball the way they're playing, and this is why they're a 9.5-point favorite over Syracuse in that late game on Saturday. The Nova Oklahoma game is really interesting. Villanova's favored by 2, but you could go either way on that one. So ultimately, who's going to be in the championship game is, I think, even trickier to think of. I think it's North Carolina, but who's going to be on the other side? Is it going to be Oklahoma or is it going to be Villanova? I'm going to say my money is on Villanova, but it's so tight and tough to call, and I love Buddy Hield, who is one of the guards there for Oklahoma, who's just been amazing. He's averaging 29 points a game. He's like a sniper from three-point land, so very tough to pick against them. I think it's just going to come down to the wire. Here's one from Kim, who asks, Kate, is there any sanity left in the world? I know that's a vague question. Does it not feel like we are constantly in reverse? I don't understand. It seems like we get along, and then we're at each other's throats. And most of this has to do with politics. I think you're right when you say the world revolves around Trump, because no matter where you are, there is a conversation about Donald Trump. Perhaps not in the grade schools, but I bet if you got even further ahead from grade school, maybe even middle school, they'd be talking about him in some way. Well, yeah, because of the campaign in any kind of current event or social studies class, they probably would talk about the race. But yeah, I mean, it is about Trump. Absolutely. Because he gets a lot of that free media, it's the drafting from the free media, and then when comments bubble up, like the abortion comments, or there's the controversy over Corey Lewandowski, who is his campaign manager, which I think is just ridiculous, over the grabbing of the arm of the reporter. I don't think it was stupid for him to do that, because why put yourself in that situation in the first place when you're trying to stop her? But then there was the point made, well, you know, she's grabbing his arm. So it's true, you could be in that gaggle of media and somebody just grabs the arm. The problem is that she had some bruises on her arm, so he was grabbing her arm tightly to pull her aside. But this is typical of what's going on in this campaign, isn't it? It's because it's so weird, the whole campaign season. In fact, there was even a show dedicated to that. It was smart. They took longtime political writers and they show them saying, oh, this is interesting, we're in Iowa, we're here, what's happening? And it's, and of course they are. It's because it's just the wild-ass circus is what it is. It's just insane. Absolutely. So keep those emails coming, no matter what it's about. As I said, this is an open door, baby, and that's why this is what I like about doing this show. I purposely created it so it was your forum that you could step on the stage. It's not about me. It's about you, brothers and sisters. Don't be shy. Seriously, I don't bite. Send me an email. AmericaTonight.net. Hey, you're getting dark in the rain. We figure out when nothing is in vain.
Ted Anderson. Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's time to go to the movies. We do this each and every week. It's oh so fun. Movies is the great escape. You know, I talked about books. I weave that in because so many of you were hammering me about reading books and wanting me to talk about what was a hot bestseller. So you got that, a little slice of that during the show. But movies, always a great way to relax. I saw the new... I wouldn't call this movie relaxing. Batman versus Superman. It was one of those rare occasions. And, in those new theaters that have the reclinable seats, ugh. Boy, if the movie's bad, you could just fall asleep in it. But, that movie was a little better than I thought it was going to be. One person I know gave me a cheap movie review and said it was terrible, no plot. Another person I knew said it was excellent. It made sense. If you went to see it, you would totally get it. And it was a lot better than I thought. Let's put it that way. So I wouldn't totally trash it. If it comes out and it's streaming, snap it up on the stream. If you can catch it at a dollar theater. I don't know if you have to plunk down big bucks for it, but it wasn't bad. If you're a fan of the comic book genre, and you like Batman, Superman, whatever, then it's definitely worth it. This has nothing to do with either one of those characters. In fact, the movie's called Natural Born Pranksters. Take a listen.
But what happens when they get too big for the internet?
I don't know. How do you know?
I pissed on myself!
They're hitting the big screen.
I love these videos.
Can you adopt me?
Can I take a picture of you?
And doing.
Do what you gotta do.
Yeah, I can do whatever I want.
Sorry.
No, this is my favorite gear.
Today we're promoting a new tanning bed.
Oh my god. 911 now.
I need to go to the bathroom.
Oh, you can use the porta potty right over here.
Wow, so Natural Born Pranksters, if you don't know what this is about. Okay, so here's the scoop. YouTube jokesters, that's who they are. We're talking about Dennis Rohde, Roman Atwood, and Vitaly Z. They do a series of outrageous pranks, and they are outrageous, and stunts. And it's a 1 hour, 30-minute flick. It's rated R. It's considered comedy. And YouTube has gotten so big, and what they've done is capitalized on that in this film. The Natural Born Pranksters ratings, you know, like Rotten Tomatoes, if you want to look at Rotten Tomatoes, they give it on the, they call it the tomato meter. What a clever thing, right? On the tomato meter, they give it a 75% want to see it. 75% want to see it. So there is definitely something about, like I said, YouTube, and it'll find an audience, but it might not be a lot of the people that are listening right now. Or maybe it, you know, maybe it is. If you're a YouTube fanatic, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you like the whole pranks deal, then this may work for you. We move from the YouTube pranksters to a movie called Meet the Blacks.
Man in Beverly Hills. I am the American dream. This is it. Our new home. New beginnings.
We got money.
What are you worried about?
Worried about how you got it.
Let's enjoy this.
Welcome, neighbors.
We are
the Smiths.
My name is Carl Black.
It's a little ironic that your name is Black.
Don't say it.
That's the first warning.
Yes. Happy purge, neighbor.
Happy purge.
Tonight is the purge. You ain't done nothing wrong. You got nothing to worry about. Purge ain't about you. It's about the rest of you. And you know who you are. Purge deep nuts.
Oh, my God, Dad. Tonight's only the most dangerous night all year. People can get away with whatever crime they want for 12 hours.
Mr. Black, you're not wanted here. I'm going to cut the power now. Maybe if you smile, it would help us find you in the dark.
We on lockdown. They can't do nothing to us.
You have to pay your debt tonight.
I've never seen a pit bull with a perm. Whoever let you walk out the house with that jacket is not your friend.
Think that you can move into my neighborhood?
Waving your hands in the air like you just don't care?
Feels like we're in a horror movie.
Time to die, everyone. Movie over.
We gotta do what white people don't do.
Survive?
You gon' die if you keep talking.
I'm just talking about
shut up. You got a bitch. Okay. Gotta make sure ain't no more black people around here, cause they will snitch.
Up on the rooftop, click, click, click. I'm about to shoot all call blacks.
Think you gon' run me out of this lighthouse? I'm from the hood.
You're Carl Block from Chicago, right?
Yeah, and you're Caesar from the Planet of the Apes. Don't put that Ebola finger in my face.
All right, so Meet the Blacks. Mike Epps is in this. He's so funny. A man moves his family to Beverly Hills on the same day when all crime becomes legal for a 12-hour period. Sounds kind of funny. It's rated R. It's a comedy. 1 hour, 33 minutes. It's going to find an audience. There's some funny people in this. George Lopez makes an appearance in it. He's in it. So I think there's a lot of funny mixed in for sure. The premise is funny. All right, we end with this one. It's called Miles Ahead.
If you want to tell a story, come with some attitude, man.
Miles Davis. My name's Dave Braden, Rolling Stone magazine.
I'm here to do your comeback story.
Okay, move back a little bit.
Yeah.
Don't send people to my house.
You have new material.
My material. My session tape.
You're under contract here.
We actually own that tape.
Miles! You own? How much money you got on you? Okay, you got 19,000 light, but that's a start.
I moved to New York, met some cats, made some music.
Studied piano too, huh?
Nah, just woke up black, threw out a play.
You're black?
The music don't move on in this dead music. It's all about improvisation. Francis, I'm gonna send a plane to pick you up. I need you. I love you. Somebody stole my tape.
What?
You call him right now. Tell him you're coming over.
Can't take y'all over there, man. He'll kill me.
You don't do what I say. I'm gonna kill you. It takes a long time to be able to play like yourself.
I gave up everything for you, Miles. I deserve better than this.
Hey, hold it, buddy. Hold it. Do you have a ticket?
You're looking at it. You're trying to piss me off, man.
You don't know what the word loose means, do you, Miles?
Just give my music back.
This is madness. I am not dying over this jazz tape.
Don't call it jazz, man. That's a made-up word. It's social music.
All right, Miles Davis. That's pretty self-explanatory. If you know anything about jazz, Don Cheadle plays Miles Davis, and he looks to be, from what I've seen, it looks like he's done a really good job of it. I'd be interested in seeing this. I like Miles Davis music. It's an hour 40, and it's rated R. It's getting some pretty good buzz. It's pretty tough to do a biopic, but some critics say he's really, really nailed him, and we'll see. But Ewan McGregor's also in it. And a few other names that you might recognize. So I would put that on my list for sure. Go to a movie. Don't forget to send us a cheap movie review at AmericaTonight.net.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.